Beyond presents Fragments. The Hanging of Judas by the Unknown. Good title. So this is a short fragment found at the end of the mystery play group known as the Townley Plays, which probably is a composite of a number of different mystery play sources and not one cycle at all. And this bit of text kinda supports that proposition. At the end of the manuscript, we have an out-of-sequence Lazarus play and this random thing, The Hanging of Judas, where Judas gives us his life story before... well, you get the picture. Beyond that it is placed in a collection of plays, there is nothing to suggest that this is a play in its own right, reading more like a narrative poem. There's only one speaker in the fragment, Judas, and there's no theatrical architecture to hang our hat on, so to speak. But we don't have anything solid to say it isn't theatrical, and it is rather interesting, so let's have a gander. Judas uses the usual cry of the wicked in despair to kick us off, and goes into all his terrible crimes. He started early, it seems.
Alas, alas, and wail away. Wearied and cursed I have been, I slew my father, and sin belay my mother, dear, and falsely after I can betray mine own master.
So, he didn't just betray Christ, he murdered both his father and mother too. Wow, what a wrong'un. He elaborates on his crime and his family. Parents get names. And we are taken back to the point of conception. Sexy Judas making times transmitted some bad omens.
My father's name was Reuben, right? Siberia my mother hight. Als he knew her upon a night all fleshly, in her sleep she see a sight a great fearly. Her thought, there lay her side within a loathly lump of fleshly sin, of the which destruction should begin of all Jewry, that cursed clot of Cain's kin, forsooth, was I.
So, after conception, mother dreams that her child was going to lead to the destruction of Jewry and be cursed like Cain. This made her quite upset.
Dread of that sight made her awake, and all her body did tremble and quake. Her thought, her heart did all too break. No wonder was the first word my mother spake was alas, alas.
And all that alassing wakes Judas' dad, and she tells him all.
Alas! Alas! She cried fast. With that unweeping out she brast. My father waked at the last, and her affrained. She told him how she was aghast, and nothing lained.
So he has a cunning plan. If we have a child, let's kill it.
My father bade, let be thy woe. My counsel is, if it be so, a child begetten betwixt us two, daughter or son, let it never on earth go, but be fordone. Better it is fordone to be than it fordo both thee and me, for in a while then shall we see and full well know whether that swevens be vanity or on to trow.
Which is all perfectly reasonable behaviour. Anyway, Judas is born, and no one is particularly pleased to see him.
The time was coming that I was born, as my mother said before. Alas, that I had been forlorn within her side. For there, then, sprung a shrewd thorn that spread full wide. For I was born withouten grace, they me named and called Judas, the father of the child Ahas, great pity. He might not soil afore his face my death to see.
Dad doesn't want to see the infanticide, so they throw Judas into a basket and then into the sea.
My deed to see, then, might he not? A little lep he got be wrought, and there I was in bed abrought, and bonden fast. To the salt sea then they sought, and in me cast. The waves rose, the wind blew, that I was cursed full well they knew. The storm unto the isle me threw, that little boat, and of that land my two name drew. Judas Iscariot.
Not dead, Judas washes up in Iscariot, getting his surname along the way. And what luck! A childless queen just happens to find him.
There, as wreck in sand I lay, the queen come passing there away, with her maidens to sport and play, and privily a child she found in slyke array, and had fearily. Nevertheless, she was well paid, and on her lap she me laid. She me kissed, and with me played, for I was fair. A child God has me send, she said, to be mine heir.
What a stroke of luck! Heir to the queen! So they raise him.
She made me be to nurse done, and fostered as her own son, and told the king that she had gone all the year with child, and with fair words, as women con, she him beguiled. Then the king got make a fest to all the land of the best, for that he had getten a guest, a sweetly thing, when he were dead and brought to rest, that might be king.
It's looking pretty sweet for Judas. Don't know what he was complaining about. He's a prince. Oh, yeah, but wait. Adopted parents have had some sexy times of their own, and they've conceived a child who's prettier than Judas.
Soon after, within year as two, in the land it befell so, the queen herself with child can go. A son she bare, a fairer child from top to toe man never see e'er.
And that's your lot. Judas has been supplanted. We can assume that's where his envy comes from. The story, from other sources, then should go on something like this. New son to the family grows up, Judas gets jealous and kills him. He is exiled, ends up in Jerusalem, and is requested by Pilate to pick an apple from the garden of his father, his unknown father, Reuben, who catches him, and so Judas kills him. He is then married off to Reuben's widow, because, who then finds out that they are mother and son, so Judas flees and does penance with Jesus and the rest you know. This is what happens when you don't include enough backstory in the Bible. People can just cram a load of Greek myth into a story and hope no one notices the similarity with Oedipus. There's only one other play in the surviving mystery plays that we have that focuses in passing on the remorse of Judas and his then-to-be death, and that's the York Cycle. So it is nice to have this, even if it might not be a play. And that's it from this fragment. If you want to go further and hear how we got here, our earlier exploring session is available on the YouTube, as is the York Plays of the Cooks and the Water Leaders. Links are in the show description. But now, sit back and enjoy the full audio recording of the fragment of The Hanging of Judas, with Alexandra Kataghida as Judas. Enjoy.
Alas, alas, and wail away, wearied and cursed I have been, I slew my father, and sin belay my mother dear, and falsely after I can betray mine own master. My father's name was Reuben, right? Siberia my mother hight, als he knew her upon a night all fleshly, in her sleep she see a sight a great fearly. Her thought there lay her side within a loathly lump of fleshly sin, of the which destruction should begin of all Jewry, that cursed clot of Cain's kin, forsooth, was I. Dread of that sight made her awake, and all her body did tremble and quake. Her thought, her heart, did all too break. No wonder was the first word my mother spake was alas, 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 she cried fast. With that unweeping out she brast. My father waked at the last, and her affrained. She told him how she was aghast, and nothing lained. My father bade, let be thy woe. My counsel is, if it be so, a child begetten betwixt us two, daughter or son, let it never on earth go, but be fordone. Better it is fordone to be than it fordo both thee and me, for in a while then shall we see and full well know whether that swevens be vanity or unto trow. The time was coming that I was born, as my mother said before. Alas, that I had been forlorn within her sight, for there then sprung a shrewd thorn that spread full wide. For I was born withouten grace, they me named and called Judas, the father of the child Ahas, great pity. He might not thoil afore his face, my death to see, my deed to see, then might he not. A little lep he got be wrought, and there I was in bed brought, and bonden fast. To the salt sea then they sought, and in me cast. The waves rose, the wind blew, that I was cursed full well they knew. The storm unto the isle me threw, that little boat, and of that land my two name drew, Judas Scariote. There, as wreck in sand I lay, the queen come passing there away, with her maidens to sport and play, and privily a child she found, in slyke array, and had fearily. Nevertheless she was well paid, and on her lap she me laid. She me kissed, and with me played, for I was fair. A child God has me send, she said, to be mine heir. She made me be to Nuristan, and fostered as her own son, and told the king that she had gone all the year with child, and with fair words, as women con, she him beguiled. Then the king got make a fest to all the land of the best, for that he had getten a guest, a sweetly thing, when he were dead and brought to rest, that might be king. Soon after, within year as two, in the land it befell so, the queen herself with child can go. A son she bare, a fairer child, from top to toe man never see e'er.
In The Hanging of Judas by the Unknown, Judas was played by Alexandra Kataguida. Fragments is hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com? or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description.